Pete the Parrot and Shakespeare by Don Marquis. I got acquainted with a parrot named Pete recently, who was an interesting bird. Pete says he used to belong to the fellow that ran the Mermaid Tavern in London, and I said, "You must have known Shakespeare." "Know him," said Pete. "Poor mutt, I knew him well. He called me Pete, and I called him Bill." "But why do you say poor mutt?" "Well," said Pete, "Bill was a disappointed man, and was always boring his friends about what he might have been and done if he only had a fair break. 2 or 3 pints of sack and sherries, and the tears would trickle down into his beard, and his beard would get soppy and wilt his collar. I remember one night when Bill and Ben Johnson and Frankie Beaumont were sopping it up. 'Here I am, Ben,' says Bill. 'Nothing but a lousy playwright. And with anything like luck in the breaks, I might have been a fairly decent sonnet writer. I might have been a poet, if I had kept away from the theater.' 'Yes,' says Ben, 'I've often thought of that, Bill. But one consolation is you're making pretty good money out of the theater.' 'Money, money,' says Bill. 'What the hell is money? What I want to be is a poet, not a businessman. These damn cheap shows I turn out to keep the theater running break my heart. Slapstick comedies and blood and thunder tragedies and melodramas. Say, I wonder if that boy heard you order another bottle, Frankie. The only compensation is that I get a chance now and then to stick in a little poetry when nobody is looking. But hell's bells, that isn't what I want to do. I want to write sonnets and songs and Spenserian stanzas. And I might have done it, too, if I hadn't gotten into this frightful show game. Business, 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 grind, grind, grind. What a life for a man that might have been a poet." "Well," says Frankie Beaumont, "why don't you cut it, Bill?" "I can't," says Bill. "I need the money. I've got a family to support down in the country." "Well," says Frankie, "anyhow, you write pretty good plays, Bill." "Any mutt can write plays for this London public," says Bill, "if he puts enough murder in them. What they want is kings talking like kings never had sense enough to talk, and stabbings and stranglings and fat men making love and clown-basting each other with clubs and cheap puns and off-color allusions to all the smut of the day. Oh, I know what the lowbrow wants, and I give it to them." "Well," says Ben Johnson, "don't blubber into the drink. Brace up like a man and quit the rotten business." "I can't, I can't," says Bill. "I've been at it too long. I've got to the place now where I can't write anything else but this cheap stuff. I'm ashamed to look an honest young sonneteer in the face. I live a hell of a life, I do. The manager hands me some moldy old manuscript and says, 'Bill, here's a plot for you. This is the 3rd of the month. By the 10th, I want a good script out of this that we can start rehearsals on. Not too big a cast, and not too much of your damn poetry, either. You know your old familiar line of hokum. They eat up that Falstaff stuff of yours. Ring him in again, and give them a good ghost or two. And remember, we've got to have something Dick Burbage can get his teeth into, and be sure and stick in a speech somewhere the Queen'll take for a personal compliment. And if you get in a line or two somewhere about the honest English yeoman, it's always good stuff. And it's a pretty good stunt, Bill, to have the heavy villain, a Moor or a Dago or a Jew or something like that. And say, I want another comic Welshman in this, but I don't need to tell you, Bill, you know this game, just some of your ordinary hokum, and maybe you could kill a little kid or two, a prince or something. They like a little pathos along with the dirt. Now you better see Burbage tonight and see what he wants in that part.' 'Oh,' says Bill, 'to think I am debasing my talents with junk like that. Oh, God, what I wanted to be was a poet, and write sonnet serials like a gentleman should.' 'Well,' says I, 'Pete, Bill's plays are highly esteemed to this day.' 'Is that so?' says Pete. 'Poor mutt. Little he would care. What poor Bill wanted was to be a poet. Archie.